From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
A bullseye rash can be the first sign of Lyme disease, but not everyone will develop the rash. If you've been in areas where Lyme disease is common and develop fever, fatigue, facial paralysis, or joint and muscle pain, seek medical care. Reduce your chances of getting Lyme disease by wearing insect repellent, showering soon after coming indoors, and checking for ticks daily. To learn more, visit www.cdc.gov/Lyme. A message from CDC.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Rod Bain with the U.S. Department of Agriculture files this special report.
The 2026 edition of USDA Farm Service Agency County Committee elections is now underway, with candidate nominations now being accepted.
The last date to file a nomination form is August the 3rd.
Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Richard Fordyce says candidate eligibility requirements include:
you can nominate yourself, you can nominate someone else, you have to participate or cooperate in a program administered by FSA. You have to be eligible as a voter to actually be a candidate for the state committee, and you must reside in what we refer to as the local administrative area.
More details about FSA county committees and elections are available at local USDA service centers. I'm Rod Bain, reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Ashland County, Ohio. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WACC, The Barn. Big old salute to all of our listeners in the state of Ohio. Our pearl of wisdom today defines an opportunist. That's someone who, finding himself in hot water, decides he may as well have a bath anyway. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.